Every other? Minding your B's and Q's. This might sting, part one. I'm Becky Masterman.
And I'm Bridget Mendel. Bee venom. If the rose is symbolic of beauty and suffering, the honeybee doubles down by delivering extreme sweetness and pain. If you go after that honey, you might get some stings along the way. And stings are supposed to hurt. But for the most part, beekeepers see getting stung as a reasonable price to pay for the joys of beekeeping. As mentors to new beekeepers, we encourage this attitude. You can't be an excellent beekeeper if you are preoccupied with avoiding stings. If you are totally suited up, you can't read your bees very well. Ouch, they are mad and can end up handling equipment roughly. We're all about gentle beekeeping and accepting the stings. And anyway, in Minnesota, there's only so much time to get a tan, so arms out it is.
But what about folks who are actually allergic to bee venom? A normal reaction to a sting is redness, inflammation, and itchiness, occasional achiness, and some swelling past the sting site, possibly warranting, depending upon the location, a photo to your favorite social media site. That is the venom being venomous.
But bee venom allergies, which are rare, are more serious. And weirdly, beekeepers are more likely to develop them than other groups. Maybe surprisingly for some, it turns out that how many stings you receive each year and how frequently those stings are delivered impacts whether you develop the allergy. Summarized in Carly et al. 2024.
The following more serious and systemic sting symptoms are outlined on the USDA ARS website referenced below: hives, feeling nauseous or lightheaded, stomach cramps, vomiting, diarrhea, low blood pressure, and swelling in areas other than the sting site. Serious and life-threatening anaphylactic reaction symptoms are swelling of the mouth or throat, shortness of breath, difficulty in swallowing, cardiac arrest, and shock, a lack of blood flow to the organs and tissues.
Allergic reactions to bee venom have been associated with the number of stings beekeepers receive each year. In an early study, Busquet et al. Reports that the annual number of stings is critical because when beekeepers receive less than 25 stings a year, the sensitization is maximal. And when beekeepers receive more than 200 stings a year, the desensitization is optimal. A recent study among Slovenian beekeepers found statistical significance in systemic reactions between beekeepers who receive less than 50 stings per year and 51 stings or more.
Bridget, are you counting your stings?
I actually did start counting them after writing this. I'm really stressed out, actually.
You have to make them
I
more
know I'm trying to get
defensive.
Mark to get stung more too, and he's not into like actively pursuing doing this.
It's very important. The study of Slovenian beekeepers also explored additional risk factors that increased the likelihood of a systemic allergic reaction when stung. These risk factors included experiencing nasal symptoms while working in the hive and large localized reactions to stings, like getting stung in the hand but your forearm swells up. Less informative, but still interesting, was a higher risk of developing a systemic allergic reaction if you are male and between the ages of 18 and 64. Beekeepers under 18 were not included in the study.
The market is high risk. Okay. Backyard beekeeping is the perfect setup to develop an allergic response to venom. The research report re review reported by Carly et al. Reported the beekeeper's overall lifetime self-reported systemic allergic reaction at 23.7%, with severe systemic allergic reactions at 6%. If you are managing two honeybee colonies, gloveless, gentle beekeeping might not bring you to the over 50 stings a year. Coupling the sting number with the seasonality of beekeeping, it isn't surprising that allergies develop. Frequency of stings is also a fa risk factor for developing an allergic response to bee venom. A research report by Ike Wagner and Mueller stated the majority of a beekeeper's of an allergic beekeeper's first reacted shortly after starting beekeeping at a time when stings occurred more frequently than in their previous life. Many of the remaining indicated that the first reaction occurred after the winter break, thus following a period of several months without stings, during which protection may have waned.
Carly et al. Reported that their analysis of bee venom allergy research revealed that many allergic beekeepers kept on keeping bees despite the medical recommendation to cease the activity. Surprise. This definitely tracks and probably isn't even the craziest thing our community does for the love of bees.
Recommendations to medical professionals treating allergic beekeepers included emphasizing the importance of wearing full protective equipment during all beekeeping activities, utilizing self-medication, including adrenaline, auto-injectors in emergencies, and considering venom immunotherapy.
We would add that never beekeeping completely solo is a good idea for new and allergic beekeepers. If your social circle doesn't include any reliable beekeepers, simply enlist a friend or relation to hover nearby, drone-like. This is especially important if your apiaries are quite remote, difficult to locate, or communicate cellularly from. Beekeepers know that despite protective gear, stings happen. While the risk of severe allergic reactions is low, two beekeepers might be better than one when it comes to sting safety.
Next month, we'll be investigating the positive benefits of bee venom. But for now, stay safe and get stung often, or at least 51 times.
Please do not change your beekeeping practices without consulting a medical professional.